Next up, we have Pat McClear. Pat is a New Englander. She has been a librarian for the school district for the past 20 years. And she wrote in parentheses, yikes. When asked for a bio to introduce herself, Pat gave us a couple of quotes. She writes, parent of elementary school student. My son was talking about you last night at the supper table. He said that Miss McClear was okay, but she doesn't take no crap from nobody. Pat thinks this might be a good quote for her headstone. Parent of a JDHS student. My son heard you say F asterisk 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 in the library. This, Pat wrote, is when she began to wonder if there was an opening at the public library. Then the JDHS parent continued, I'm so glad that someone human works here. Wrote Pat, quote, great sigh of relief. Maybe there is a God. A quote from Pat to a friend who was a parent of a kindergarten. Your son said F U asterisk asterisk in the library today. So that was what Pat said to the parent. And then the parent said to Pat, oh, did he learn that from you? Okay, this is Pat's niece, who was a student at the school where Pat was a librarian, once gave her a, quote, cuss jar with a gift tag addressed to the, quote, cussing librarian. Pat says she will try to not cuss in her story. She also wrote that she collects nun dolls. Pat McClear.
The crowd, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I ever get back. So it is the end of November. I'm sorry, the end of October. World Series is over, and it's time to take off the canvas cap and go with the wool. Because the monsoon season has descended on Southeast Alaska. And the days are getting increasingly more dark. October rolls into November. November rolls into December. The rain goes to snain, goes to snow, and the taku winds begin to blow. And then it's time to go with flaps down. And aren't I glad there's no mirror by the door that I go in and out of every day. December's not bad. You got the winter holidays, food, family, fun, eggnog. But it's January when the walls start to close in on you and you're trying to think how you're going to use up your time. Well, certainly you could play cards. You could sew. You might do a little reading. Or you watch movies. Okay. Angels in the Outfield, but only the original. The Rookie, Field of Dreams, Bull Durham, if only to watch Susan Sarandon. And then it's February, and you get to put in Fever Pitch, Boston Red Sox, 2004 World Series champions. Yes! Then it's truck day. What? Truck day? You know when that big-ass 18-wheeler goes down Yawkey Way, parks outside of Fenway, they load it up with the gear, then head down I-95 south to Florida. 2 weeks later, pitchers and catchers report. And now you can go back to the wool because it's spring training. And all that wheeling and dealing that happened over the hot stove in December, well, there it is. You got the rookies, you got the veterans, you got a new manager. And now I can pick up the canvas cap again because it's opening day and the umpire yells, play ball! I come by this naturally. I come by this genetically. 100 years ago, Fenway Park opened. 100 years ago, my father, Charlie McClear, was born. I have some great pictures. He was a tall, lanky, bony-ass kid who knew how to throw a baseball. Pawtucket Times, 1926. McClear had control with either hand and could hit a bird on the back of the ear with a pebble. Charlie told the story that he was playing one day, and he saw my mother sitting in the stands, and he knew that she was the girl he was going to marry. And his prophecy came true. They were married for damn near 60 years, had 6 kids, 18 years between the firstborn and the baby. And they shared a passion, not only for baseball, but for sports. My parents were athletically multilingual. My father played baseball, basketball, hockey, football, and my mother was knowledgeable and opinionated in all of the above and more. Story goes that one day they were going up the ramp in Fenway and Babe Ruth was coming down. Did you talk to him? Did you shake his hand? Did you get his autograph? You tip your cap, you give the man his space. 6 kids, grandchildren, the only picture in my father's wallet, Babe Ruth. Truth, 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 truth. Summer's in New England. It is hot, it is hazy, it is humid. And the only thing that man wanted to do when he came home at night was sit underneath that broad leaf maple with a tall neck bottle of Narragansett beer, listening to Ned Martin call that game live from Fenway Park. Who's up to bat? Who's on deck? The play just went 6-4-3. Yastrzemski makes a great catch out in left field. And in the evenings, the windows are wide open. And you can hear Ned Martin's voice coming over the radio from every room in the house. There's no air conditioning. His voice is your lullaby as you fall asleep, and in your mind's eye, you can see the green monster and that red Sitco sign, and you can imagine that ball sailing right between the two. And in the mornings, you wake up and you say, did we win? When my father was in his 80s, he was sitting underneath that same maple tree, and he was in a funk. And who's to blame him? He had buried my mother the winter before. And 7 years before that, he and my mother buried my sister Paula of, wait for it, Lou Gehrig's disease. Truth. Charlie wasn't into conversation. So I went into the house and I got this book. And I came back out, I sat beside him, and I opened it up and I started talking to myself. I didn't know Dizzy Dean had a brother. Brother? Yeah, he had 2. His brother Paul played with him in St. Louis. They both pitched in the World Series. Okay, I got an answer. So I kept asking questions, and he would elaborate, and he told me stories. He told me stories of the old-timers, the famous and the not-so-famous, the boys he played ball with. My father was a good ball player, but Charlie was an even better storyteller. And that's what gets you through those long, dark, wet, cold winters when it's necessary to go with the flaps down. It's the stories. It's the memories. It's the anticipation of opening day. Go Sox. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Here.